Welcome back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Jason Carr joining us now, co-head coach with Stacy Perez of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jay volleyball team. Coach, getting set to start the season on Friday. You'll go out to Osborne, kind of the traditional first match for you. You play a best of five there and get a chance to see your team in action for the first time this year. You do lose some key players from last year's team that went 25-10, but as you look at replacing those players and some of your key players that are back, I know Ella Wiles and Sophia Thompson probably headline that group, but looking at what you've seen so far in practices, how do you feel about this year's team?
This year, I feel pretty good about this year. With Ella coming in, you know, very strong from last year, and I have, you know, she should be really strong this year again. Sophia, off of a good freshman year, she looks really strong this year too, going in sophomore season. So losing Paige as a setter and Leah as a hitter, you know, we have those filled in, I think, pretty good right now with Aubrey setting, and it looks like we have some other girls that can step up and take that role as a hitter. So I don't think we're going to have, you know, a big drop-off from last year or anything. I think we're still going to be a great team this year, and the girls have really good attitudes this year and like to work hard. So we should have a good season.
Yeah, Katie Brummer, Lauren Ellens, and Emma Jones, as well as Ella Wiles, your four seniors out. How much do you rely on them, not just for what they'll do on the court, but to lead this group as you get ready for another season and kind of understand and maybe getting them freshmen to understand what is expected with you and Coach Perez?
Yeah, you rely on them a lot. Those girls are very smart girls, and you know they come into practice and they help. They help the younger classmen come in and try to get them where they need to be. And, you know, they have some really good attitudes with the girls in our senior class this year. And that helps out. They show up to work, and the girls are teaching those younger girls to show up and work too. And it's been fun this year.
Again, you'll open out the season on Friday against Osborne out at their place. It's something you've done here for the past, I think, ever since you've been coaching there at St. John's Tipton, is to open there at Osborne. When you look at the Lady Dogs this season, what do they have? What stands out the most? I know they do have some returning talent back.
They do. They always have some good ones coming back. I've looked at it, and you know they're really scrappy team. They have a good coach. They move well, and so we just got to be able to be on our game, you know, as far as getting around the court and talking with each other, and the communication is going to be big. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to bring some hitters in that can come in and do something. So we just got to be ready for everything.
How do you feel like your team can really kind of stack up with the league this year? I know, obviously, Lakeside lost a lot of talent, but Sylvan Lucas is going to be a very good team. I know that. Just how do you feel that you can stack there as you've seen a little bit so far this year?
No, I feel like our team is really – it could play with anybody this year. You know, with Sylvan's always strong. And Lakeside, Michelle does a great job getting those girls ready. And it seems like Thunder Ridge always shows up pretty strong too. So with all the teams, I think these girls can play with anybody. There's no doubt in my mind that these girls can go out and win. So – as far as stacking up against everybody, I'd put us at the top with everybody else. So,
Jason Carr, the co-head coach, the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays volleyball team. Coach, we thank you for joining us, and best of luck as you open the season Friday at Osborne.
Thanks, Dusty.